He called himself a guide and a teacher. His message appealed to people of all social classes in ancient India, to merchants, to farmers, and to the untouchable caste.
The Buddha, in the course of his spiritual awakening, rejected a good number of aspects of Hinduism. He rejected some philosophical components of Hindu beliefs. He was very critical of the position of the Brahmins or priests in society at that time, which was a very elitist position. He was similarly critical of the caste system. He positioned himself as a result outside the caste system.
The Buddha spent his remaining years traveling through deep forests, across mango groves, from village to village. The curious would bring food and clothing for the philosopher and his band of followers, and in turn, he encouraged them to reconsider the purpose and point of life, to recalibrate their moral compass. Although the Buddha didn't establish a church or temple system as such, over time, the significant locations in his life were gradually turned into shrines. Originally, Bodh Gaya was just a pastoral sanctuary, marked out with a stone balustrade 200 years or so after his death. But by the 6th century AD, a full-blown temple, the Mahabodhi Temple, marked the spot.
About 400 years after the first temple that was built here for the worshipping of the Bodhi tree was replaced by this kind of a temple built to enshrine the iconic image of Buddha, which had gained currency by that time. The temple, particularly the Mahabodhi temple, is representative of how important Buddhist temples were and how, this idea of building a temple to enshrine statues started from here.